For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri's top Republican senator says he's okay not paying for Medicaid expansion. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz yesterday told reporters he won't advocate to include money for the program in the state's budget. Missouri voters last year amended the state constitution to extend eligibility for the government health program to thousands more low-income adults. But the Missouri House last week sent the Senate a budget proposal that doesn't include funding to pay to expand the program to more people. Republican lawmakers in the state have pushed back against expanding access to the healthcare program for years. Senate Bill 212, which started as a bill to change a few terms in state legal code, has grown into a bill that would provide further access to substance abuse treatment when given initial approval Wednesday. The Columbia Missourian reports the bill, which was originally going to alter the term Department of Corrections and Human Resources and Board of Probation and Parole, has now been amended to require anyone incarcerated in jails or prisons in the state to be assessed for substance abuse disorders. The amendment makes it easier for incarcerated people struggling with substance abuse to access help and services. The amended version of the bill says the Department of Corrections has to make medication-assisted treatment available to inmates with no limitations on the type of medication or treatment being prescribed. The bill also requires that people entered into drug courts or other diversion programs undergo assessment for substance abuse disorders. Tuition could soon be going up for public university students in Missouri, but proponents of the bill passed by the Missouri House yesterday say that won't necessarily be a bad thing for all students. The Columbia Missourian reports that in 2007, members of the General Assembly who were concerned with rising tuition passed a law which required that tuition increases not exceed the rate of inflation. Now, through an amendment to other higher education legislation, Representative Doug Ritchie of Excelsior Springs is seeking to undo that. Ritchie explained on the House floor that the 2007 legislation only limited increases in tuition, not fees. Additionally, he said it required universities to charge the same tuition to all students, regardless of how costly their instruction might be. For example, an engineering or nursing student will pay the same tuition as one studying English. In order to account for this without raising tuition, universities like MU charge program fees to students. Ritchie said his legislation would allow universities to implement differentiated tuition, where students seeking less expensive degrees and degrees that lead to lower-paying jobs will pay less than students seeking more expensive degrees and degrees that lead to higher-paying jobs. He said this system would, quote, do away with course fees entirely, although the bill doesn't require universities to end fees. The bill gained support from both sides of the aisle. Representative Barbara Pfeiffer, a Democrat from St. Louis, said she was initially, quote, disgusted by the idea of raising tuition, but she has come to, quote, reluctantly support the idea of differentiated tuition. Now that the bill is passed in the House, it will need the approval of the Senate and signature of the governor before it can take effect. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.